Hate Will Never Win is the name of this podcast. And XXXTentacion inspired this name. So for all the XXXTentacion fans, here y'all go, man. Just understand that I was a fan as well. I'm still a fan. And I fuck with XXXTentacion and his movement. Like, a lot of people disagree with him and his movement and everything. But I don't do nothing but look at the positive, you know. I see negative too, but you got to embrace the positive. And that's how more positive is spread, because you embrace it. You know what I'm saying? And then it becomes contagious. So just understand that a lot of people will hate, and they will keep hating and hating and hating, really just to deflect what's possible from defeating the hate, the truth. You know what I'm saying? Once you find out what the truth is, bro, you come to a realization that a lot of people don't care about. A lot of people dismiss it. Look, bro, I care about everything, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta care about your life. You got to. For real, hate will never win. Like, you can't go out rapping like you're gonna kill people and all that shit, but you don't kill nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you rapping real, real hard, turning up, got everybody fucking with you, but you don't kill nobody. Like, who did you kill? So why is anybody supposed to be afraid? Nobody's gonna be afraid if they don't have to be afraid. That's the only way you could get real respect in this motherfucking world, bro. Well, not real respect. I'm just saying, like, that's just how motherfuckers get respect. They disrespect to get respect. I don't recommend that, but it happens all the time, so I'm pretty much used to it. Understand that hate will never win, because you can't hate somebody forever, bro. Eventually, you get tired of hating that person and you move on. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever you hate, you get tired of hating that and you move on. You know what I'm saying? What people always try to do is misinterpret how I feel, because they want to steal my idea. You know what I'm saying? And that's hatred, because why are you trying to steal an idea that's not yours? You know what I'm saying? And another thing is, why are you trying to tell me how I feel? You don't know how I feel at all. Even when you try to act naive and don't know nothing. I know how gullible people can be, bro. You can see people being gullible when you pay attention to what they say to other people. You know what I'm saying? So hate will never win. Like, a lot of motherfuckers would be like, man, I don't like that motherfucker. And you know what they would do? They would still stand by that motherfucker just to see everything that they don't like. Everything that make them feel like they hate that motherfucker. Don't do that. Just tell the truth. Say how you feel, you know? You don't have to hate anybody to let them go. You don't have to hate anybody to get over them. Or, you know what I'm saying? Anything in general, but like don't take it the wrong way, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you love a nigga or if you care, don't take it a different way. Take it the way he telling you. He's showing you the same way. This me speaking as myself. Like, bro, every time I say something, I'm trying my hardest to back it up. Niggas be like, damn, how you do that? Because you can do it, bro. You do it all the time. The only thing is, it's hard to do it all the time. Sometimes I'm not going to be, like, on point about things. You know what I'm saying? There it is. It's like, but motherfuckers can't be out here hating motherfuckers. Don't be out here hating, all right? Like, people like things, and people like things that might annoy you. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. You know, like, there's a lot of times when people have to let go of how they feel and just sit back and just listen to whatever the fuck you doing or whatever you like. So you have to pay your respect to whatever the other person likes. You know what I'm saying? Just pay attention to that. Hate will never win because literally people get killed because another person hates them. Or some type of drama, some type of crisis. It just, it's crazy, man. You know? And, hate will never win. I always say this in this podcast, and I'm gonna always say this in my motherfucking podcast because, well, in this podcast right here, because, like, bro, the name is Hate Will Never Win. I want y'all to understand that hate will never win. Positive, there is a reason why they have a such thing called positive energy or just positivity, period, or anything good, bro, or anything. You know what I'm trying to say. You niggas get what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a rocket scientist. If you think that I'm a rocket scientist, I'm not. Go to a rocket scientist. You know what I'm saying? So understand this, bro. Like, when you hate on things that people like to do, just be prepared to get humiliated and to experience that same thing over and over, because that person will always be themselves. That's one thing that you cannot take from them. You cannot tell them not to be themselves. And that's what makes motherfuckers upset. But you can't get upset at something that you can't control. Literally, people have to be humble nowadays. I realize that shit is crucial. No? You know? People dying every day. Getting killed over all type of shit. It's crazy, man. Hate will never win. It won't. It will only win if you let it. Shout out to XXXTentacion. You know what I'm saying? Go play that song, Hate Will Never Win, if you're feeling down. Or if you want to play it in general, just to, you know what I'm saying, discover what it is, go ahead. You know, XXXTentacion was an awesome person. You know what I'm saying? And he one of my favorite rappers. And I never hate his music, ever. I never hate it. Listen, y'all stop hating. Don't give up. I just fucking hit my nails on my motherfucking back. You know the backboard? The back of the you know the bed, right? The headboard. See, I said the backboard. The headboard of the bed. Nigga scraped his nails on the fucking headboard. You know what I'm saying? Nails loud as fuck. You hear this? Nah, y'all don't hear that shit. No, no, no. Headboard, bitch. Hey, just imagine something scraping against your headboard. You would be like, what the fuck? You would be scared like a motherfucker, huh? Hey, niggas, don't be asking me why I just told y'all that in this podcast. Nigga, I told y'all, listen to my podcast. Don't be judging me, nigga. Don't tell me how to make my podcast, nigga. Just listen to it, all right? All right, respect the inventor. That's it. That's all, you know what I'm saying? But then again, don't take advantage of me. I'm about to go, man. Just understand that hate will never win. For real, bro. No matter how hard you hate people, you can't keep hating them. You can't be negative. You gotta have good manners, not bad manners. And nobody, nigga, don't tell me I got bad manners. Don't try, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me shit, all right? I got good manners. I'm a good person. You know what I'm saying? The people that don't like me don't have the right to be like, this is what person I am. You know what I'm saying? Let me speak for myself. You hating ass niggas need to just be quiet, all right? Even though y'all gonna talk shit anyway, I don't care. I'm not gonna pay attention. Y'all gonna learn the hard way. All right. So, That don't mean that I hate y'all. I don't hate y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference from hating the motherfucker and letting them go. But niggas gonna try to rephrase my word. Nope. Motherfucker. It is what I said it was, motherfucker. Aight, man. Love yourself and hate will never win, bruh. For real. This podcast was inspired by XXXTentacion. R.I.P. XXXTentacion. For real, man. Go check him out if y'all haven't heard of him. I'm out.